Not in my name.
Bells rang out in a field next to the Florida State Prison in Stark, signifying 53-year-old Patrick Hannon's execution. Friends and anti-death penalty demonstrators stood outside the prison, waiting to hear for confirmation that the state had executed Hannon. Despite coming to every execution for the past 20 years, Father Philip Egito, who organized Hannon's prayer service outside, is still waiting for more people to take notice.
We just killed someone in our name in the state of Florida. If we're not here, then it's just another day. It's another Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and no one even skips a beat.
According to the Florida Department of Corrections, after 26 years on death row, Hannon woke up Wednesday morning at 2:30 after little sleep, visited his wife for one last time, and ate his last meal. Beef short ribs, fried potatoes, bacon, a roll, peach cobbler, vanilla ice cream, and sweet tea. As his hour of execution approached and people prayed for the U.S. Supreme Court to grant Hannon a last-minute stay in his execution, one man outside knew what it felt like to wait in a death row cell.
It can get emotional even talking about our experience here and what's going on.
Herman Lindsay was exonerated from the death penalty in 2009.
I could have been that person in that chair right now and I'll land on that table.
Even though he never wants to see the inside of death row again, he says he still drives up to be outside every execution.
This is not an act of justice. This actually is an act of revenge. You know, you get no justice in killing someone else. The bad thing about it is that the laws prohibit anyone to kill, but they give the government the power to kill.
After the Supreme Court denied Hannon two last-hour appeals, the state executed and pronounced Hannon dead at 8:50 in the evening. For Father Egito and the rest of his group, they promised to be at every execution until, he prays, there are no more. Dolores Hinckley, WUFT News.